everyone, and welcome again on this chilly, chilly Friday.
Wow, is it ever cold, eh? Golly, it's cold,
huh?
My name is Bob and Ray. Now, just a moment, Bob.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
you got, well, hold it, hold
just
it, hold it. You got to put camera film in that, you know. All right.
I mean, where are you from? Hobo News?
You got to have film in that, though. I didn't see you put any film in that thing.
Do you sure you know how to work that?
Well, first time he's ever taken a picture.
All right. The first time I've ever had it. Go right ahead.
How much for car? Go
ahead. What are you waiting for?
Hurry up. We can't hold up the program forever, you know.
Yeah, that's a good shot you got there, Lenny.
I'll take half a dozen of them.
Thank you very much.
60, so...
Speak up so we can all laugh. I mean, just don't mumble over there. You see, you're way off microphone, Lenny.
I mean, we're losing valuable time here in the program.
You realize that radio time is an expensive item?
But it costs money.
Can you come in and take 2 or 3 minutes of it with a camera?
Who do they think we are?
We shall defend our program, whatever the cost may be.
Why, it's Winston Churchill.
Well, hello, Amos.
It's Fred.
Oh, Fred.
This is the Bob and Ray Show. From now until 2 o'clock. And we have 2 sponsors today, I think. Yeah. In fact, I have the 2 o'clock thing here.
Good. John will be thrilled with the idea of you having it up here.
You don't need that.
No.
Tonight is the big night. Oh, we've been waiting for weeks for this. Been getting a lot of sleep, getting all set for the summer set.
Right.
Everybody up there tonight, huh?
Well, yeah, that's so cool. We have an early show tonight.
Reservations? They got the ropes up, you mean? Oh, Hannon.
Better get your reservations in, friend. Call me. No, I'm only kidding.
Call Charlie, the head waiter.
Yeah, call Charlie.
But don't call him too early in the morning because he just doesn't like to get up.
And don't call him what you want to call him. Just call him Charlie. And he'll make reservations.
Take care of you 100%.
You bet. How long is this going to go on, this snapping of pictures during the program? What is it for, Lenny? For your own scrapbook? Well, then that's all.
Well, usually when you have a photographer up here, somebody asks questions and writes the answers down. They're usually interviews for papers. Do we show how that is done?
Yeah, why don't we do
to
that?
Help out
after
the people?
We take a picture, the photographer goes out. Now, what's your name, you on the left there?
I'm Bob. That's Ray over there.
I see. Okay. What are you guys anyway, I mean?
Well, we're on every afternoon.
On what?
On the radio.
Radio. R-A-D-E-I-O. I-O.
Everybody.
I don't know what I was supposed to take the picture. They said get a funny shot of you.
Yeah, well, you got
you think that was funny enough?
I think so, yeah.
Is that what you do? I mean, sit here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, be reading. Looks like you're reading.
You're going to take another one, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
You want to know anything about our past history or what we've done or anything?
No, just on the top of the picture, we're going to have lecturing.
Well,
and underneath, we'll have your name, Bob and Ray, as they lecture.
I see.
And that'll be that.
Okay.
See about one column spread. I mean, I think they'll be happy you're head in a race and one of yours, Bob.
Well, good. Well, one of them is in there. That's enough.
Just a moment. What are you boys having your picture took?
Yeah, Lenny Eddy was taking it.
Would you like to get me in?
Well, sure. You want to take her picture?
You think you would, wouldn't you?
I think so. But he does have some regard
for
that.
Funny, he didn't ask me for my own private picture.
No.
Amazingly. I mean, it's a shame, actually.
So are you all set for this?
Wait just a moment, Lenny.
Wait a minute.
Get ready for your
picture. Lenny. Let her get her hair combed out of her eyes there.
Just a moment.
You want to get a good shot of her. You want to be able to say that this is Magoon as... You've been watching television too long, Mary.
My eyes are so sore.
Yeah.
Land. See?
Oh,
it's that 4-inch screen I have.
No, I always used to think you'd get a bigger one.
Oh, my eyes, just like free movies, though.
Yeah, wait till I get
every
color.
Night there in your home, flickering in.
Yeah.
I enjoy it so much.
Was it any
colder? I love that movie I saw about the Civil War with Abraham Lincoln playing his own part.
Yeah, it was made before the camera was invented.
When was that ever old?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doodle.
Yeah, was it cold in Littleton this morning?
What?
Was it cold up there?
Yes, it was, Bob. It was down hovering. We use the term hovering when it's cold.
It's hovering around the low teens.
Well, it was hovering down in around the zeros.
As I said on my program this morning, the rooming house was pretty cold, too. What
program was that you were on this morning?
My program.
Your program?
6:35 tonight.
I got it's a very late bulletin to hand you, Sex. I mean, that isn't your program. You're just a guest on it.
Program is mine.
No, it isn't.
No,
yours.
This is yours. It's ours.
That's right. All of
mine. I mean, we own it. It's ours.
It's a cooperative thing, actually.
Well, who's ever it is.
Well, look.
It's awful cold in the room now.
Just a moment, Tex. We have so much business now. Do we have any commercials now, or should we have a selection?
Well, let's have a selection first.
All right.
And then we'll choose which commercial we'll do first.
I get a kick out of you, Ken and Bill. Here they are. Back at us tonight, eh?
Oh, you won't be all ho ho.
Well, Bill, no. It did. It didn't add to the thing.
Sounded
at all.
Like there was a drum in there, I think.
One part of it was good, but the bottom part you couldn't hear anything.
I like that tinkling sound when you put pencils in the piano.
It's a lovely sound.
Really
like
we used to do some wonderful arrangements for that.
That was years ago on our old show.
That was when we were underpaid and nobody knew about us.
Now look at it.
Nobody knows about it.
Hey, what do you got there, Bob?
This is the Al Hurwitz commercial, new copy sent down.
From Al himself?
From Al himself.
Stayed up all night sitting in the front seat of a new Chrysler, writing out this commercial.
He has taken some things into consideration about the new Chrysler that I don't think even the advertising agency has.
I don't think you average automobile buyers think of some of these things we're going to mention.
Al Hurwitz thought about mentioning the motor, and that it's 180 horsepower.
That's in the new Chrysler, that big motor.
And then he wanted to talk about Chrysler's famous fluid drive.
180 horsepower. Now, did you just see that going through one of the Merritt Parkway? Right by the radar system they have there.
Yeah. Then he wanted to mention the aura flow.
You want to, but you must remember now, Bob, some people are reading.
Well, I know, but we do have to think of the people who go out in search of aura every day.
As we explained earlier, that you see, what they put in, is that the shock absorber? The shock absorber.
The aura flow shock absorber.
The Chrysler, great expense, dispatched 12 or 15 people, 10 or 40 years ago. Go to I don't know what part. I think it's Upper Rhodesia, where they
either there or Pretoria,
and they got the only or the last available supply of aura.
They cornered the aura market, actually.
So they brought it back and they put it in their shock absorbers. They made it into liquid form and they call it Aura Flow.
And it makes a wonderful shock absorber.
Boy,
I haven't seen any shock absorbers like that aura flow.
Actually, you can't even hear the fellow who holds the mortgage on the car slam the door.
Now, these Chryslers, are going to be seen tomorrow at Al Hurwitz's place.
He's going, as we said before, to clean up the windows so you can look in and see them.
That's the 10 Webster Street, Coolidge Corner.
In fact, he'd like you to go in and take a first-hand look at them, run your hand over them, sit on the front seat and go... Because he'll have the battery unhooked if I know Al.
Yes, he will.
And
you can't blame Al for that.
No, because kids will come in and toot the horn and everything like that there.
So get out there tomorrow to see this, because it's a wonderful automobile. Chrysler
Automobile.
The Chrysler Windsor.
Just listen to that
Chrysler
horn.
Windsor Deluxe. Listen to the powerful motor.
Listen to those aura flow shock absorbers.
Same as the horn, isn't it?
Listen to the rear end.
Sound man.
Yeah?
Eddie,
at ease for me.
Yes, can't you change those sounds somehow?
Well, it's the only signal I got in here today. I'm sorry. I mean, I just thought to make some sound would emphasize the point you're getting over.
Well, all right. Okay. It really doesn't emphasize the way we had thought we wanted to.
Just hear that solid door thud.
Yeah. What have you got to emphasize Al Hurwitz in his 10 Webster Street Coolidge Corner location in Brookline? Make that a little clearer, please. Oh, all right.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I suppose so. Will you go back in the corner?
Okay.
So see them tomorrow. Chrysler's, the new ones, tomorrow at Coolidge Corner at Alfred Hurwitz. Al will say thank you 100%.
Al will be there. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. He'll be there, and he'll be glad to show you through his entire plan.
Tomorrow's
make a pet for yourself.
Premier showing.
I mean, ask him all kinds of silly questions. Questions that you know he can't answer.
How much he pays for phone bill out there.
I mean, anything like that that comes into your mind. Just walk around, spend all day, bring a lunch, and get early, stay late. And I know that you'll have a wonderful time at Al Hurwitz's in Brookline Village tomorrow.
I can think of no better way of spending a February 10th. Mm-hmm.
Well, and Saturday, not many of us work on that day. It gives us all day to sit out there.
You sit in the back seat, sit in the front seat, sit in the trunk.
You can put a robe over that robe thing in the back. There's more things you can do in these new cars. What do they have in the new cars? New Chrysler.
Glass in the windows.
Well, that's not an innovation exactly. I think they were in last year.
They have firepower.
Firepower? Oh, what an engine. 180 horsepower. Do you know what that is, friend? Well, if you do, will you tell me? Because I don't. All I can picture are 180 horses pulling a brand new Chrysler. And I think that's terrible. And I don't know where they can get all those horses for tomorrow. How about that, Bob?
There is, a scarcity of them. I don't think they'll be in.
A lot of horses have gone. You don't see as many of them around as you used to, but Al Hurwitz has gone out, and I think he must have 260.
Mm-hmm.
To show off with these new prices.
I see our garden expert came in. Are we going to have him on?
Why don't we try him? Yeah. In from the Waltham Field Station, friends, this afternoon. In this very cold Friday, wintry afternoon, comes our farm expert, Professor Cardley. Professor Cardley Quirk. And here he is to answer some questions for us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, friends. Good afternoon.
Cardley.
What's the first letter there, Ken?
All right.
The first letter we have this afternoon is this. They want to know, why do some evergreens turn brown at the top?
That's usually a sign they're dropping dead up there.
Up where?
I suggest mulching as the only reasonable out on this thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you wouldn't suggest on a close haircut?
No.
For the evergreen?
No.
Just mulch it?
I'd throw the whole thing away if I were this party, but of course not.
There's a PS here that says we can't throw it away. We spent a lot of loot on it. Is there any way we can save the thing?
In that case, I'd mulch it, maybe add a few frips around the bottom.
A few what?
Frips.
I'm sure the gardener...
Probably you don't understand that.
Well, the gardener probably will.
I should imagine. If not,
here's another one.
Right from a leaflet on frips.
I'm planning a rock garden this summer. What kind of rock should I use?
We recommend usually fieldstone as being the best thing.
Yeah.
Use bricks if you want to.
P.S. How about red Mickey?
That's all right, too.
All right, another one says, in the dirt, is there anything in there that's useful to me, a housewife?
Yes, I think probably the most useful material is the wide abundance of yours.
What's that again?
I say the most useful material is the wide abundance of yours.
The next question we have, sir, and I know that you're rushed for time because I see the police there after you, is this question here. I have never had any luck with my azaleas. I think they're wild about me.
Wild azaleas are quite a common thing in the southwestern parts of the United States. Up here, we don't have too many of them.
P.S. I've always had azaleas up here.
Well, that really kind of stumped me for the time being. But I will say that she's very lucky.
Another question here. I tried to grow something out of a sweet potato. I kept it in water for 2 weeks, and all I have now is a wet sweet potato.
That's an illusion a great many of us work under,
Look, sir, we've got plenty of time.
I'd like to repeat that I'd put plenty of yours around the evergreen there.
How much of me do you think there is to go around?
Now, you're supposed to say what's yours.
Oh, what's yours?
Scotch and soda. But I see my time is up.
You bet it is, because I'm just reaching for my gun now, pal. Thank
we'll
you,
see you,
Professor
next week.
Carlton.
Yeah, don't forget the leaflet on frips, right for that.
What?
The leaflet on frips.
Should I say what's frips?
No. Please don't.
Thank you. Good night.
Now, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Rump. Starring Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, Uncle Eugene is portrayed by Horace K. Winterhalter, and it's all brought to you by the makers of Felzo.
One of the nice things about Felzo is its kindness to your hands. No matter how often you use Felzo in the washing machine, the dishpan, or the kitchen, you needn't worry about red hands. Felzo's pleasant fragrance is another good reason for using Felzo, the all-purpose detergent that answers every household washing problem. Felzo, that's spelled F-E-L-S-O. Zoe White and pours freely. Felzo suds instantly in even the hardest water. In fact, women who live in hard water parts of the country are moving out, are especially enthusiastic about Felzo. They say Felzo washes the grimmiest work clothes clean as a whistle. Felzo, you know, washes dishes without wiping. Felzo cleans enamel and paint without scrubbing. Felzo cleans soap.
But you do have to open the box and pour it in.
Get Felzo today. It's the only product you need for all household cleaning. Good night.
Now it's late afternoon in the small house in River's Mouth as Linda and David sit before a crackling fire, thinking of nothing in particular, and remembering last week the strange visit of Finch Kinectly, who has something to do with the missing Edward Merkley. Linda looks to David and says,
David.
Yes, my dear.
It's late afternoon now.
In the small house here, halfway up the next block.
You're sitting in the shadow fall. Evening is upon us now.
Eventide has approached.
And I'm so hungry.
There's a gentle snow falling outside.
David, we haven't had a round here.
I...
Oh, if only you'd go out and work.
I've been thinking about that. That I should go out and find employment.
But then if you did, David, you wouldn't be here all day with me.
What's that?
Just sitting in this rocking chair.
Rocking to and fro.
Fro and to.
To and fro.
Fro and to. Oh, David.
Yeah, no, oh.
David, we almost fell asleep.
Yes, we did.
Oh, David, you mad buffoon.
Well, what?
Well, what will you do?
Not so loud, please.
What do you mean, not so loud?
I'm on the rack.
You what?
Well, what, Uncle Eugene? I'm on the rack.
What's the matter? What's happened?
The gondolas are after me.
Crazy.
A cop is climbing up the side of the local gendarmerie in my trusty shoes.
Oh,
I'm hiding. I'm laying low.
David, did you hear what he said?
Huh? Yes, I did, and it has me rather disturbed, my dear.
Well, what are we going to do? Should we turn him over to the cops or the authorities?
No, we can't turn Uncle Eugene over to the authorities. After all, he is a blood relative.
What are those other people?
Well, he's not mine. He's yours.
Well, he certainly isn't mine.
I'm not a relative of any one of you, actually.
Well, how did you come to be here?
I was supposed to be visiting my sister in Peoria, Illinois. I got off the wrong stop.
You've been with us for 14 years.
That seems kind of funny, doesn't it?
Oh, David, this man is as soft as a kid.
Well, so Linda and David finally discover that Uncle Eugene is not their uncle after all. What will he be called hereafter? Tomorrow, we'll hear Linda say... And tomorrow, in the next episode, in the life and loves of Linda Lovely, brought to you by Felso, F-E-L-S-O.
Yeah, ladies, remember Felso, will you? It's very kind to your hand. It's the all-purpose detergent. The only product you need for all your household cleaning. It washes dishes without wiping. It does your grimmiest work clothes and all your clothing clean as a whistle. It also cleans enamel and paint, too, without scrubbing. Get Felso today.
And don't forget Alfred Hurwitz out of Coolidge Corner, 10 Webster Street, for the new Chrysler tomorrow. Well, time to go.
No, just a moment. Let's look at it this way, friends. Supposing you were Al Hurwitz. You had a brand new car to show off. You're all thrilled about it tomorrow. Now, wouldn't you feel awful if somebody changed? I mean, wouldn't you...
You'd be lonesome to begin with.
So, let's trust Al Hurwitz to our collective debt.
Here, and you feel all that overhead all
and
the time.
Think of him tomorrow as the sun comes up that this is Al Hurwitz.
This is our Al Hurwitz.
The day that Al Hurwitz goes off his new cycle.
Let's all
bless Al.
Let's all stop our hats.
Wonderful.
Al
Al D, it's great that you come up here, Al. How long have you been here? I didn't see you up back.
Huh?
Al, I suppose you're all thrilled about seeing the new cycle tomorrow.
Yes, I've seen them before. I've had them out there for some time.
I see. And are they real nifty?
A low-budget show, folks. You can hire an actor for Al Hurwitz.
Same fellow you just heard on the Linda Lovely show.
That's quite adaptable today.
Actually, you're not. And I think your radio career is running out.
Anybody recognize?
But when I always run to the end of my rope, I tie a knot in it. And if there's a message there for you, take it.
Well, anyway, you know where he is. You know where Felso is.
Felso is all over, as a matter of fact.
You know where the Somerset is, don't you?
No, I don't. Where is that, Bob?
I don't know exactly. 400 tunnels, I think.
400?
Yeah. We'll be up there tonight, so we'll see you all then. And
we may be held over for the second show tonight, you can't tell.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed during that first one. Ken Wilson played the organ, and Bill Green the piano. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Right as you get work now, hang by your sons. I'm sure you'll agree it's milder. It's much milder, too. Yes, sir, Ken is doing it with no hands over there, playing just the pedals.
Doing a grand job, too.
What time are we supposed to be out?
Oh, yeah, now. Just in time for white line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we got plenty of time.
It's a good show from 6:35 to 9 tomorrow morning. I'll break fast. We'll try to be here for it.
Oh, we'll make it, Bob. I have all the faith in the world in us.